she headed for Bombay and home. Even now, with her fair hair and blue eyes and impeccable taste and dress sense, she did not appear an object of sympathy, nor did she wish to. But when she went to buy clothes for the voyage, an intuitive Indian girl in a Bombay dress shop saw through her facade. "Will you have my St. Christopher medal?" she asked. "I couldn't do that," said Dulcie, with a characteristic accent and accentuation of her kind. "That's yours." "No, you must take it. You're going on a journey, a dangerous journey. I can get another." And Dulcie Kendall was wearing the charm when she boarded the city of Cairo. The wives of two eminent men in the Indian civil service, each in her 40s, and each with 4 children, had also chosen this moment to brave the sea trip home. They were Lady Armand, wife of Sir James Armand, Judicial Commissioner, Northwest Frontier Province, and Eileen Sims, of Kodonagore, whose husband was Collector of Sholapur in Bombay Province. Born on Empire Day 1893, Lady Armand had been christened May Victoria, the latter two proving not inappropriate, since she was of similarly small stature and indomitable spirit. After much anxious thought, she and her husband had concluded that, if they didn't get the 3 boys, Basil 16, Francis 13 and David 12, back to England soon.